Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited his transcendental activities for full 48 years, and then he disappeared from this mortal world in the year 1455 Shakabda at Puri. For 24 years only, he remained at Nabadweep as student and householder. His first wife was Srimati Lakshmi Priya, who died at an early age when the Lord was absent from home. On his return from East Bengal, he was requested by his mother to accept a second wife, and the Lord agreed. His second wife was Srimati Vishnupriya Devi, who bore the separation of the Lord throughout the life, because the Lord took the order of sannyas at the age of 24, when Srimati Vishnupriya was hardly 16 years only. After taking sannyas, the Lord made his headquarters at Jagannath Puri on the request of his mother, Srimati Sachi Devi. Thus, the Lord remained for 24 years at Puri, out of which continuously for 6 years he traveled all over India, and especially the southern India, in the mode of his preaching work of the cult of Srimad Bhagavatam. The cult of his preaching, Srimad Bhagavatam, was to propagate the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita as well in the practical way. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Sri Krishna is depicted as the Absolute Personality of Godhead, and the last teachings of the great book of transcendental knowledge is that one should give up all other modes of religious activities and should accept him, Lord Sri Krishna, as the only worshipable Lord. And for this, the Lord assured all concerned that such devotees of the Lord would be protected from all sorts of sinful acts, and there was no cause of anxiety. Unfortunately, in spite of Lord Sri Krishna's direct order and teachings in the Bhagavad Gita, less intelligent people misunderstood him as a historical great personality, and thus could not accept him, Lord Sri Krishna, as the original personality of Godhead, and such men with poor fund of knowledge were misled by many non-devotees. Thus the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita was misinterpreted, even by great scholars. Thus, after the disappearance of Lord Sri Krishna, there were hundreds of commentaries on the Bhagavad Gita by many erudite scholars, and almost everyone tried to comment on the Bhagavad Gita differently, according to the self-interested motive. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the self-same Lord Sri Krishna, and this time he appeared as a great devotee of Lord Sri Krishna in order to preach to the people in general, religionists and philosophers, about the transcendental position of Sri Krishna, the primeval Lord and the cause of all causes. The sum total of his preaching work was that Lord Sri Krishna, who appeared at Brajabhumi, Vrindavan, as the son of the king of Braj, Nanda Maharaj, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore he is worshipable by all. Vrindavan Dham is none different from the Lord, because the name, fame, form, or the place where the Lord manifests himself, all are identical with the Lord as absolute knowledge. Therefore, Vrindavan Dham is also as much worshipable as the Lord. The highest form of transcendental worship of the Lord was exhibited by the damsels of Brajabhumi in the form of pure affection for the Lord, and Lord Sri Chaitanya recommends the process as super excellent mode of worship. He accepts the Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam as the spotless literature for understanding the Lord, and he preached that the ultimate goal of life for all human being is to attain the stage of prema, or love of God, as the topmost perfection of life. Many devotees of the Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, Sri Lochan Das Thakur, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Sri Kavi Karnapur, Sri Prabodhananda Saraswati, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, and in the later age, within 200 years, Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti, Sri Baladev Vijayabhushan, Sri Shyamananda Goswami, Sri Narottam Das Thakur, Sri Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and at last Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, our spiritual master. And many other great and renowned scholars and devotees of the Lord have prepared voluminous books and literatures on the life and precepts of the Lord. Such literatures are all based on the Shastras, like the Vedas, Puranas, Upanishads, Ramayana, Mahabharata, and other history and authentic literatures approved by the recognized Acharyas. They are unique in compositions and unrivaled in presentation, with full of transcendental knowledge. Unfortunately, they are still under the cover of ignorance of the people, and when such literatures, mostly in Sanskrit or Bengali, will see the light of the world and will be presented before the thinking people of the world, it is then only India's glory and the message of love will overflood the morbid world, vainly searching after peace and prosperity, under the cover of various illusory methods, which are not in the line of approved acharya chain of disciplic succession. The readers of this small description on the life and precepts of Lord Chaitanya will do well and profit much if they go through the books of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Bhagwat, and Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Charamrita. The early life of the Lord is most fascinatingly expressed by the author of Chaitanya Bhagwat, and so far the teachings are concerned, they are more vividly explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We have tried to combine these two books in one under the name of Chaitanya Charitamrita Essays and Text, 3,000 pages for the English readers. The Lord's early life was recorded by one of his great devotees and contemporaries, namely Srila Murari Gupta, a medical practitioner of that time, and the latter part of the life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was recorded by his private secretary, Sri Damodar Goswami, or Srila Swarup Damodar, who was practically constant companion of the Lord at Puri. These two devotees recorded practically all the incidences of the Lord's activities, and later on all the books regarding the Lord, as above mentioned, were composed on the basis of karchas of Srila Damodar Goswami and Murari Gupta. So the Lord advented himself on the Phalguni Purnim, evening of 1407, Shakabda, and it was by the will of the Lord. There was lunar eclipse on that evening. It is the custom of the Hindu public to take bath in the Ganges or any other sacred river during the hours of eclipse, and chant the Vedic mantras for purification. When Lord Chaitanya was born during the lunar eclipse, the whole of India was roaring with holy sound of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. These 16 names of the Lord are mentioned in many Puranas and Upanishads, and they are described as the Tarak Brahman name of this age. It is recommended in the Shastras that offenseless chanting of these holy names of the Lord can deliver a fallen soul from the material bondage. There are innumerable names of the Lord, both in India and outside, and all of them are equally good because all of them indicate to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But because these 16 names are specially recommended for this age, it is better that people may take advantage of the great acharyas and their path, who attained success by their practice of the rules in the Shastras, revealed scriptures. This coincidence of the Lord's appearance and occurrence of the lunar eclipse make it clear about the mission of the Lord. The mission of the Lord was to preach the importance of chanting the holy names of the Lord in this age of Kali, quarrel. The present age is meant for quarrel, even on trifle things, and therefore the Shastras have recommended for this age a common platform of chanting the holy name of the Lord. Accompanied by melodious music, people can hold meetings for glorifying the Lord in their respective languages, and if such performances are executed in an offenseless manner, it is sure and certain that such persons will gradually attain spiritual perfection, without any effort to undergo any other rigid methods. In such meeting, everyone, the learned and the fool, the rich and the poor, the Hindus and Muslims, the Englishman and the Indian, or the Chandala and the Brahmin, all can give an oral reception to the transcendental sound and thus purify the dust accumulated on the mirror of one's heart by unwanted association of material surroundings. And to confirm the Lord's mission, all the people of the world will accept the holy name of the Lord as the common platform for universal religion of the mankind. In other words, the advent of the holy name took place along with the advent of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.